Final segment here at Rosie on the House. This is the 10 o'clock hour, our fourth hour of the broadcast. Fourth and final. This is the fourth segment of the hour, our final segment. We're winding down. I probably should spend a little time on pliers. Following our home maintenance calendar, the new platform we've started using this last year, we put together each topic we're going to cover each month of the year, and each one of those months, we dive deep into that topic, and we're really working hard to expand the education part going into next year as it relates to actually doing it yourself. Here's what you do step one. Here's what you do step two. Here's techniques from the trade, and complement that with some video. It takes a lot of work to put all that together. So you'll just notice if you subscribe to our newsletter or follow along with our blog and our article that each, you know, you'll see increment steps along the way as we find the right videographer to bring on staff, as we find the right trade professionals to partner with and put these together. We're not by any means experts in every trade or any trade. Jack of all, master of none, I think is what they call it. Dad definitely has a lot of mastery in the carpentry area, trim carpentry, and
a lot of friends who molding. Do, right? He always always willing to reach out and ask questions.
And that's, I think, the difference is we're never in a situation where we're like, that's as good as it's ever going to get. No one can ever do it better. We're constantly looking for that person. Who out there is better? Who knows more? Who's done this and can take it a step further? And how do we work with them to make this better and enhance it? So we'll be working. So as we talk about something, we mentioned the water valves became a big part of today. I've still got side conversations in the text going on with somebody who says they've got push-pull valves. And I'm like, well, you can push a ball valve and pull it the other way. And they're like, it doesn't twist, it push and pull. So I'm thinking up and down. So they're sending a picture. And that one's kind of new to me. So anyway, we'll have video to complement all these things going forward, along with direct start to finish of that project, whatever it is we're covering. And this, we're not really covering any projects. This December, most people are not interested in projects. There are contractors and partners of ours that take the last 2 weeks of December off because they know it's just nobody's interested in our service. And, you know, it costs me just as much to have everyone here on staff as it does to give them a paid vacation to go enjoy their family when, you know, we're not doing anything because we've got no active customers while they're entertaining their family in their home. Plumbers are still on standby. Electricians are on standby. Septic's on standby. Air conditioning contractors.
Definitely septic.
All those things that break down and would create an emergency situation where they've got to find somebody. We've got a lot of partners that stay open and have guys on standby to service those needs as they happen. Mama says, was laughing about septic because one of Rosie's company parties he had at his home, the septic filled up
two hours
before the party was to start. And
people walked up to the big septic truck plus gumbo. It was a very interesting party.
But they got it pumped. The guy left. And
good as new.
We were playing bocce ball on that lawn a couple hours later. So this month, we've been talking about different tools. And the tools we have selected are part of our seven essential tools every homeowner should have. We spent a lot of time researching which tools are, you know, if you had to strip it down to your basic seven essentials. And each week we'll be talking about it. I hardly got to pliers, and looking at the time, I won't. I apologize because we are wrapping up on time. But these tools we put together as a thank you for 30 years of broadcasting, and we put a custom etched thank you for 30 decal on it to celebrate Rosie's 30 years of broadcast. And all the proceeds made from those tool sales go to the three nonprofits that we support: Habitat for Humanity, St. Vincent de Paul, and Military Mission Assistance. Now, there's more that Rosie does in his own personal life, but we had to cut it off somewhere. We've got so many people that listen, and they want us to support theirs. But if we're trying to support everyone, we're supporting nobody. You know, it's if you've got $100 and you're supporting 100 charities, every charity gets a dollar. You're not really making a change. So we've narrowed it down to three so we can help really focus and make a difference in those people's lives that those nonprofits support. So Pliers was our topic. We've got an article at rosieonthehouse.com you can read. And then to keep up with updates on Rosie's progress to recovery, it's caringbridge.org. Search Rosie's Recovery. There's more than one Rosie, so Rosie's Recovery. Or you can find the direct link at our Facebook fan page. Until next week, we just ask, be thankful for the God above you, those beside you, and the life before you.